Begin the current daf Masechta Nazir daf Nun Tes. We begin with Beis. We begin with Masechta. Begin with the Mishnah. But Mishnah Meloy. Who's going to listen to what Rabbi Yeshua is saying? As Tes explains, the main guy to lead the Benazir. If that guy doesn't have an intention to take an Etan Nazir, she had the connected that he should take opposing him so that he could help him out in the situation. It says, "Quotes Mishnah Meloy." She had the connected Benazir. Who's going to listen to him to take a nether of Naziris opposite him? In such a situation, misafik out of doubt, is nazir to be nazir. No, Ella rather, as the words of the Mishnah, hula bad that he himself maybe he'll bring l'sif shlosh minyan at the end of 30 days. Chatas oif, which at Tez points out more than oilas oif. Well, chash l'pasha just wasn't concerned to expound on that, and also as Tez quotes boilas behema k'deil galeich lechem adam, so that in case he's nazir tahar that he could shave his head for one when he brings the blood of one of the karbanos. Vayman he says v'chul etcetera, but says Tez v'aslish of the yain, he's still prepared to drink wine because Shemar he told me maybe it was tummy. And therefore, as the words of the Mishnah are, "B'sefer Eich Shlishim Yom, bring a cancer another 30 days, maybe Karmat Tara brings a Karmat Tara, which is Chatzav Eilu B'Shlam." And he says, "Okay, now as Tez quotes Be'im Tara, he says if it was Tara, I mean, he says Eilu Rishay Nochayve. So the first Eilu was my obligatory one because Tez explained the Leisagibul Eilu Chayve Begalur, which is not enough that you didn't have your obligatory Eilu by the first hair cutting. Shetar Lachal Bavz Legalech Lech Benam, because if you were in Nazar Tara, you could only cut up your hair if you bring the blood of one of the three Karbanos." Now the rest of my karbanos are here, and my chatzis shalom. And the oil is coming now, since the first time was already tar then, this one now is in the dava. But on that, Rabbi Shu responded, as Tez quotes, "Nimtza maybe karbanos lachatzayin comes in coming karbanos halfway, because as Tez explained, dimtar if he was tar the first time, never was tami. So oil shaynu chayv the first time was obligatory. Rabbi Shu explained, oil shayni now in the second haircut, 30 days later, maybe chatzis shalom is bringing the other two of chatzis shalom." Because the kibbutz named Nazar Achi, my sins, and no other Nazar with him, and Yochel Asim, and Yachi can't do it any other way. She came into a subject, but since he was maybe Tommy, but same Shalisham, and end of 30 days, in Rosh Hashanah, he can't cut a simple day of his Kabbalah without bringing his Kabbalah. Time to pray, like learn in Daf Yudal and Beis, Nazar should call Yamav, and the Gershah takes out the parentheses, like Kal Teglachas, he gets lashed off at Teglachas if he doesn't bring his Kabbalah. So he's got to bring his Kabbalah, but he's doing it half ways. But as the words of Mishnah, the sages agree to Ben Zema, meaning the Lech Beslai, maybe Lech Zema, we don't care if he brings it halfway. It's a matter of girsa. Moreover, shalay yimtza achashiyad connect. There's no other option because no one else would take the net of nazir is opposite him to help him out. Now the gross question that says quotes v'laisi. The question is as Adi Rabbi Shu Parag is going to Rabbi Shu Klim. In other words, if you have a lechatzayin, so bring it halfway, half 30 days before and 30 days later. Mavakach, what's it from? I'm shouting Gemara saying, "Nachami, right?" And the words of Gemara, "Blame Rabbi Shu lechat tamidim," is just saying it to sharpen the students. But. However, as Tez quotes the words of the Gemara, Omer of Nachma Yitzchak, he said, "My lover Rabbi Shu ledaket lelister." What is Rabbi Shu going to do for his dakim that they should not spoil? Which lo yisparish bin yacher, if that's the girsa, some of the girsa, kipesh hakunches, like the way the Mefarash explains. Either way, Tez says, "Hachem birusha." So what does this mean? "My lover Rabbi Shu ledaket lelister," in other words, "lebnei ma'ayim." The dakim means the intestines. What's he going to do with the intestines lelister that they shouldn't spoil? Meaning, the question on him is, "The kipesh yivagash acha echad shiyadu connected benazim." Since he wants, he said the option is, okay, get someone else to take a net of Nazir's Abbas and then if yes, he can slay. Then the 30 days of Gavash name when both of them cut their hair, name they both have to do the tenufa, the waving procedure of the fats, of the carbon, of the muhum. Now, but the Gavash name, he left Nate Nufa. You tell me that both of them have to cut their hair before the waving procedure, because each one has to be just in case. Okay, if that's the case, so the fats are going to spoil, because you can have to delay sacrificing until you have both their haircuts to do the both of them the tenufa. Now, then he, because although delay Mesechanem, because although everyone agrees when, as we had in the previous Mishnah, when one of them does not die, so that Shemavim come into Mavatara, that they both have to bring come into Mavatara, and they both have to do it just in case. Avada yev shalsak minyach. That yeah, they're for sure because there's no other way to do it. I'm a saver. In the same, in our case, the meisachad one of them died. Yev shalsak nei b'takas ben zayim. You can do it the way ben zayim said. But like this is without any other person being a nazir with him. So some of the gears are beloy nazir acher. Loi have a little memory. Meaning without any other nazir, so we have a little memory. Bishua sheyad acher connected because you have this problem that it's going to make it spoil. Another interpretation, the actual adake means not to the fats, but levurim da oila, regarding the limbs of the carbon oila. Meaning the indik torahs adacha teklach shem, that you can't sacrifice until both of them take the haircuts. Which says, Vakasha, that's difficult. The oila in the ikka mitzvah is daman. What do you mean? By the oila, that's not the primary one for the mitzvah of the bloods. Kiim, and the gear says, Allah shalom. It's actually on the shalom is the main, so why do you have to wait for that? So, moreover, lamalayam tnai kum lakhtirim adacha teklach. Why would the kohen have to wait to sacrifice until after the haircutting? But the limits, you wouldn't find that. Then for years and naked breaches, it seems more appropriate, like we explained, that's talking about the fats, that's going to smoke, is that they have to do tenufa. Next test of us, the beginning words of the next Mishnah. Nazar Shari Tam Basafik, in other words, that was Tommy out of that, which takes us to Parashti Le'el, Shili Perk, Karin Gadol, which that was on the name and base, which we had a great length, the explanation of this details of this Mishnah. We have another that's maybe Tame, maybe Metzera, regarding this waiting of the 60 days and the 120 days.